From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting Turkey's prime minister plans to leave.
AK Parti'nin birliğinin beraberliğinin devamı için
Ahmet Davutoğlu says he will not seek re-election as leader of the ruling party. Mr. Davutoğlu met late Wednesday with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, but the two allegedly were unable to smooth over several disagreements. The prime minister has not been a strong supporter of some of Mr. Erdogan's policies, including constitutional changes to make the largely ceremonial presidency into an all-powerful position. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 28 civilians were killed Thursday in an airstrike on a refugee camp in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The group's director said he didn't know if the attacking planes were Syrian or Russian. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there's no justifiable excuse for an airstrike targeting innocent civilians. The bombing came just a day after the United States and Russia brokered a ceasefire for the city of Aleppo. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says U.S. warships have stopped accompanying U.S. and British-flagged commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. Edward Uranian says Iran is threatening to close the waterways to U.S. and allied vessels.
The threat to close the Strait of Hormuz follows an announcement last week by Iran's naval commander, Admiral Habiballah Sayari, that his country would hold maneuvers in the Persian Gulf in the near future. The deputy head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, General Hussein Salami, told State TV Wednesday that Iran would close the strait to U.S. and allied commercial vessels if it came under threat. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
This is VOA News. U.S. Speaker Paul Ryan, the country's top elected Republican, says he's not ready to support his party's presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump. Trump later quipped that he was not ready to support Ryan's agenda. According to the Wall Street Journal, only 12 of the 300 Republicans serving in the House and Senate, and only 3 of the 31 Republican state governors have endorsed Trump. Trump will not be getting endorsements from the last two men the party sent to the White House. An aide says George W. Bush does not plan to participate in or comment on this year's race. A spokesman for Mr. Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, said simply the elder former president is retired from politics. Britons went to the polls Thursday to vote in local, so-called Super Thursday elections. Counting is underway. London could be getting its first Muslim mayor. Former government minister Sadiq Khan appears headed for an electoral victory. In a unanimous decision, Brazil's highest court Thursday suspended the leader of the lower house of Congress from his duties. Chamber of Deputies Speaker Eduardo Cunha has been accused by Chief Prosecutor Rodrigo Janot of obstructing investigations into Cunha's alleged involvement in corruption at the oil company Petrobras. Cunha is a bitter rival of President Dilma Rousseff and one of Brazil's most controversial public figures. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is banning the sale of e-cigarettes and some other tobacco products to people under the age of 18 for the first time. The action is designed to prevent a new generation from being addicted to nicotine. Not everybody, though, likes the idea. Here is Cynthia Cabrera of the Smoke-Free Alternatives Trade Association.
It could be a devastating blow to the industry. The provisions in there appear to be somewhat draconian, which neither helps public health, in our opinion, nor does it help the businesses that have worked so hard in this space for so many years.
In addition to e-cigarettes, the FDA announced a ban on the sale of pipe tobacco, hookah tobacco, and cigars to minors. A U.S. rights group says a prisoner held in China since the 1989 Tiananmen Square uprising may be released this October. Miao Dashun was a 25-year-old factory worker from Hebei province at the time of the pro-democracy demonstrations and military crackdown. The Dui Hua Foundation says Miao was the last known person involved in events in Beijing, still to be in jail. A court sentenced him to death in 1989. The sentence was commuted to life in prison in 1991 and then reduced to 20 years in 1998. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.